Blog Talk Radio.
For me,
Amongst Friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Hello, 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 everybody. Thank you for listening once again to Amongst Friends, where you can call in and be a guest at, by calling 760-683-2662. Tonight we're talking about something that is near and dear to my heart. It's help, I want a baby, but I don't have a husband. So tonight, who's going to be discussing this topic with me, we have Patrice Reynolds.
Hello.
We have Joey.
Hey, y'all.
Joey, I just totally just forgot what your last name is. Is that a
Snyder.
Bad thing? Yeah, so we have Joy Snyder, and then I believe that PJ Morgan is going to join in a little bit later. And then to help us out tonight, we also have our faithful tech person. We have Mr. Jeff on the line.
Hello, 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 everybody.
All righty. Again, the number for us to, for you to call in and be a part of this wonderful discussion is 760-683-2662. Again, we're going to be talking about help, I want a baby, but I don't have a husband. All right, so we're going to go on and get right on into it. So,
you know the code.
As y'all all, what you say? Okay. As you all know, I am just recently turned 35, and I have managed not to have any kids purposely until I'm actually waiting for marriage. Now, here's the thing. In waiting to get married and then have kids and then being a part of the dating scene, some of the issues or some of the questions that I've received from, thanks for telling everybody that, Patrice. Some of the things that I've received from some of the guys that I've gone out with or who are kind of trying to talk to me, the first thing they say is, you're 35, you don't have any kids, what's wrong with you? Can somebody please tell me what's wrong with being childless at 35 and still wanting to have kids? What's wrong with that? Patrice, Jeff, Joey, talk to me about that.
When they said what's wrong with you, you should have said I'm smart.
Smart in what respect?
That's what I say when people ask me why I'm not married. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know, y'all. The longer I live, I just start to really believe that I'm the smart one here. But anyway, I don't think there's anything wrong with being 35 and childless and without a husband. Now, if you feel, if you want those things, if those are the desires of your heart, and it's just not coming, then I can understand, you know, that frustration when you're not content with where you are. But I don't think there's anything wrong with being single without a kid. I think it has a lot to do with the time that we're in. It has a lot to do with women still not believing that they actually have a choice when it comes to their relationship and that they can actually take some action. If they want to be married, you can actually do certain things to get closer to that. So it has a lot to do with that. But as far as some,
you said you can do some stuff to get closer. What do you mean?
To get closer to marriage and
Like what?
Well, you can go after the opportunity of relationship instead of waiting on the side and not doing anything.
So, wait. So are you saying, so preparation would be me just dating versus just sitting at the house talking about somebody's going to knock on the door and they're going to say, hey, Deidre, I want to marry you and be the father of your child. So that's not going to happen, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. I believe that there are things that you can do to counteract that and kind of move things along a little quicker and stop sitting at home waiting for that knock on the door. Because usually the knocks that come at the door, they're usually the wrong Bamas. You know.
It's usually the post office man.
It's usually what?
The post office man.
Okay, so Joey and Jeff, I mean, so when, okay, well, Jeff, you're married now, so, I mean, it really doesn't matter. But Joey, when meeting a new lady, I mean, is that something that you would say as well? You know, like, what's wrong with you? Why haven't you had any kids? I mean, because go ahead.
Oh, no, I definitely would not say to someone, why don't you have any kids? Because, one, that's not something that, you know, you just go into lightly because society says you should have 3.5 kids by this age or whatever, because kids is having children is a big responsibility, and you just don't go into something like that lightly. So, you know, when I go into a dating relationship or I start talking to a young woman, you know, and let's say they're older, because I do, you know, tend to talk to people with women at least 25 or older, you know, and if they're not, you know, if they don't have no kids, first of all, I'm excited about that prospect, because then that means there's no extra baggage, so to speak, if they don't have like 2, 3, 4, 5 kids. But the other thing is that, you know, the question I would ask is if they want children. Like, that's the question I would ask. Well, first of all, I'm asking them, do they want marriage? What do you want out of life? And then ask, do you want children? How many? To see if we're on the same page. But you know what, Deidre? It's not just a woman thing. I actually was having some interesting conversations with a few brothers who kind of felt like, you know, guys my age and older who are single and don't have children, that they're either, you know, either they want to be priests, you know, they working to become priests in the Catholic Church, or they're gay. So it's not just women, but there's also a trend now where, you know, you're supposed to have kids at least by 23, 24, and you don't have kids and you're not married and you're single. What's going on? Are you trying to be a priest or are you gay? Kind of thing. And so it's just one of those things where, one, like Patrice said, it's just, you just tell the people, you know, you're stupid, I'm smart, or mind your business, kind of thing. Because if you don't, you know, you never know what happens to the person. You don't know what the person's situation is. You just can't make an assumption like, oh, you must be this terrible person, or you must not be able to have kids or whatnot, and just make terrible assumptions like that. Because sometimes having children is sometimes even bigger than even making the decision to get married, in my opinion.
Okay, well, let me just tell you some of the stuff that I've heard. Just and then, Jeff, if you have a comment, just chime in. And then also, callers, you know, hey, come on, call in 760-683-2662. I am sure that there are plenty of people out there who have the same question, and you need to come on and just be open with me. But here's what I've heard from some of the guys that not necessarily guys that I've dated, but just guys, you know, some of my homeboys or whatever. They say, or I've had a couple of guys say to me that they would rather date women who have kids because they are able to, one, see how she's going to end up after she's had a child, meaning that she's not going to blow up. And then secondly, it gives him an opportunity to see how she raises her kids. What do y'all think about that?
I think that's a bunch of crap, actually. You know, I think that a lot of people have become so lazy as far as using faith when they're choosing their mate. They want to know everything. They want to foresee, you know, everything up front. You know, now we're at a point to where, you know what, we should live together before we get married. You know what, we should have sex before we get married, because if it's not good, then we shouldn't do this. You know, all of these things we're trying to foresee a positive and successful marriage, and that is not how it works. You can't look at a woman and because she has kids and determine that, okay, this is what's going to determine, you know, as far as she's a good mother or whatever, whatever. You know, again, I could be speaking from a standpoint of a woman that have no children, and I might be taking offense to that, you know. So that might be what it is as well. So, I honestly have to be honest about that. But I think it's silly, and I think it's is that Marcia asking what?
Yes.
You know what? Forget all of y'all.
Okay. So, guys, are there any do y'all have any comments? Do you think that that's a valid observation? What's up?
I mean, it is to a certain point. For the guys who basically feel that they're doing research on the situation, you know, I guess it's cool for them, but. You know, I hope that those guys who do that also have it in their head that basically what goes into a child is what helps to bring a child up in this world. So if you're looking at a single mother doing it on her own, you know, you don't see what that child's father is also giving that child. So, you know, if you're not seeing that part of the equation, you know, then you're missing something in your research. But if you yourself, if you're doing this research, I just keep on calling that for lack of a better word or situation, but if you're doing that and you have not, like, sought deep in your soul to see what kind of father you would be, you might not even be the type of father to even help that situation. So... I would say, yeah. I mean, that's cool for some, for the couple of brothers that do that, but it's not really. I don't feel it's too great of a thing to even be putting out. That's just my opinion.
Joy, you have any comments on that?
No.
Okay. Well, let's go on to something else, because I don't want to get into the whole, you know, looking at prospective mates and seeing, you know, the physical and how people raise. I really want to keep talking about, you know, wanting a child after 35 or having a child and not being married. And of course, I am a believer, so of course the church tells us that, of course, fornication is bad and that you should not have children out of wedlock. And so my question, you know, or some of the concerns that have popped up in my head are the traditions of the church and or my biblical principles keeping me from having a child? And when I say that, you know, you've had, in the church, you've had many people who have had kids out of wedlock, and they're looked down upon because they've had a child out of wedlock. And then to go even a little bit further, is God even really concerned with how I conceive a child? I mean, you know, because, you know, the Word of God or the Bible says, you know, go forth, be fruitful, and multiply. So I'm a woman, so why not just go out and have tons of kids? Is God even concerned with me having a husband? What, any thoughts on that? Do I want to say anything? Because that's something that, you know, I guess we'll get into that conversation later when we talked about different alternatives of having a child by yourself. But does anybody have anything about how the church views a child out of wedlock, or if God is even concerned with how we conceive?
Go ahead, Joey.
That wasn't me. That was Jeff.
Yes, that was Jeff. The only thing I've ever heard from church, if you will, about the situation is if you are having a baby out of wedlock, then you just make sure you give that child all the love you could possibly give. And then you, hopefully you have a support system in place that will, you know, be that village to raise that child. You know what I'm saying?
So you have a, well, it makes me go into something else. It makes me say in having a kid, you're saying that there has to be the mother and father in the home, or there needs to be a support system. Are you saying that an individual can't raise up a child by themselves?
No, I'm a product of a single parent home. I know it's possible. My mother had a very good support system to be a single mother. So there was no, I mean, there were a couple of Huxtables on our block, but there were more women like my mom on my block than the Huxtables. So, you know, a lot of kids in my neighborhood came up that same way. So we all saw that there is nothing wrong with a single parent home, as long as you have that good support system to help you muddle through all stages of life.
So going back to
your thing about the church, you know, I've never heard anybody from the church say you better not have no kid until you're married. I've never heard that.
Never heard that?
No. You better not have no kid until you're married? I've never heard that.
Okay, well, did you hear you better not be having sex until you're married?
Yeah, I heard
that. Okay, same principle. If you ain't having sex, then you ain't having no kid until you get married.
Okay, well, you can take it there, but
how can you not take it there? If they're telling you no sex before marriage, then they're clearly saying no children before marriage.
But anybody that has sex before getting married does not have children.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know that, but there's a possibility that you could.
Right.
Even if you're using condoms or birth control or whatever, there's still the possibility that you could get pregnant any time that you have sexual relationships.
That's true. That's true. But we're talking possibilities. And there are some people that possibilities have run out on them.
What do you mean possibilities have run out on them?
And they've been having sex ever since they decided to give away their virginity, and they haven't dropped a kid yet.
Yeah. Okay, back to what you were saying. I mean, I still think that there are flaws or holes in what you're saying, but okay, let's hear what else you're saying.
Maybe it was the possibility situation that where I went to church, they couldn't explain it away to kids. If kids got hit to asking questions like that, they're like, well, we better not put ourselves in this corner to, you know, have these kids possibly ask these questions of, well, you know, what if I do have sex and I don't have any kids? Is that possible? Well, then how can you say, you really can't say that if you have sex before marriage, you could have kids. So.
Can I just say just a little something? I do believe that there is a divine authority that God has put in place for a husband and a wife and children, okay? I do believe he has put that in place. But I also believe that he has provision for those that did not follow that whole design. Perfect example, having children out of wedlock, having children before you found a husband, whether it be a mistake or whatever. I don't believe, of course, I don't think any of us believe that God turns his back on us if that happens. There is a way made. There is a ram in the bush. There is still a life for you. So I think that brings me to the point of God is not so concerned as much as we think he is. The mistakes that we make through life, the decisions that we make that the church has taught us not to do, a lot of billions of people have done it, and they are still blessed people. So, you know, I do believe that there's a divine authority set in place that will be smoother for us, that will work more smoothly, and that will be better for us. But it is still our decision to make that choice. And that's the beauty of God. He gives you your choice. He lays some principles out there that will be easier for you. But at the end of the day, he allows you to make your choice. And that choice does not damn you to hell. It'll probably make your life a little rougher, you know, the road that you're traveling, whether it be in the Father, not in the house, and so on and so forth. But I honestly believe that the choice is yours to make. But there are better choices for you that will benefit your life differently.
Okay, so in thinking about what you're saying, I was watching an episode of House, and one of the ladies wanted a baby very badly. She was a single lady, you know, very established in her career, and a young lady who was pregnant and who was soon to get ready to deliver her child, the lady was able to talk to this young girl and said, you know, out of all of the profiles, you have selected me, a single woman. Why is that? And she said, my grandmother was married to my grandfather for years. And the marriage was horrible. My mother would have stayed married to my dad if he didn't leave her. So I chose you because you're already doing something for yourself. And I'm using this example because in that particular young lady's eyes, she saw a single person being able to provide the love and everything that was needed with a single person versus a two-parent home. But you just said that, you know, the provisions of God, you know, being that you're having a two-parent home, you're married, there's a husband and wife, and so the child is going to have more benefits. But nowadays you have situations where you can be married and either the mother or the father is absent. So the child is not benefiting at all.
Okay.
What say you to that? I mean, that would
well,
be, I mean, go ahead.
Well, I would say that God did not intend for a lot of things to go down the way they went down. He didn't intend for Eve to take part of the piece of fruit and then give it to her husband who was standing right there. He didn't intend for a lot of things to happen, you know, that have happened, but he did make a way of escape for if they did. So, you know, what you just said as far as there are certain families that are actually more healthy with just one parent as to having two parents. I don't think that that was an intention that he had, you know, but because we are given choice, we are the ones that choose the idiots to be the fathers or the mothers of our kids because it's our choice. So, therefore, we have to deal with the result of what's going on. And, I'm, you know, I didn't mean to call us idiots. I was just trying to be colorful about, you know, our choices sometimes, you know, when we don't honestly think about it and we honestly don't pray about it, you know, and we just make all these decisions. Just because you are given a choice, you still have to use wisdom and knowledge. And a lot of times we make decisions and have to follow through with the result. And if we married, had a baby with someone that had a crack addiction and, or was a huge liar or clearly was did not show father tendencies, we have to pay for that, you know. And I think that that's what that is. I'm not saying that a family of one parent is not a healthy family. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that I honestly believe that God intended for us to have the abundance when it comes to family, and that is a loving father and a loving mother. But at the same time, it is very, very real that a family has abundance with just one parent. You know, I'm just talking about the originality of it all and what I believe that the original divine authority was supposed to be.
Okay. Guys, do y'all have any input?
Just a couple of things. One, as far as I definitely believe that God's intention was for us to be in committed relationships and have children and mother and father to raise these children together. And I say that because I do believe that there is something that both parents give to the child, not just in conception, but after, even when they're born, like both parents pour into them, and modeling that, you know, that whole idea of this, you know, husband and wife, man and woman raising children, I truly believe it was God's intention. And I do believe that it was, you know, that it is, even though there are unhealthy aspects of both sides of the coin, single parent raising kids and married couple bringing children in. I do think that, okay, even if, let's say, the parents get a divorce or they have their children out of wedlock but the relationship doesn't work, that both the mother and the father have something to give to the child. And, you know, and they should do it within a peaceful coexistence. That's just my idea. That's just my thought. But as far as God's intention, I do believe that, like Tree said, that it was originally intended for man and woman to be together and raise these children, you know, and have children together. Things have changed. Sin has entered the world, whatever you want to say, blah, 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 blah. Here we are now where there's single parents. There's women, you know, having children, unmarried. There are deadbeat fathers and what have you. And what we want to, you know, what we want to make clear is there anything wrong with a woman who's reaching 40 and does not have a child, she doesn't have a husband, but she really wants a child? And my thoughts is, no, it's nothing wrong with you because you don't have it and you have a desire. How can I help you? I don't really know, especially if it's against your religious morals to have children outside of wedlock. And that's kind of the thing that was challenging for this topic, is that, you know, you don't want to tell somebody you got to put your desires to the side and you got to stand up for your faith, or you got to stand up for society's rules. When this woman really wants to have a child because, you know, she might find fulfillment in it, or she feels that that's the next step, whatever it is, you know, she's crying out for help. And I think helping her come up with good options, or helping her make the right decisions, especially realizing that, yeah, it is going to be tough if you have a child on your own. Am I saying it's impossible? No, because people have done it for thousands of years, raised children on their own. And so that's kind of where I'm at as far as God's intention and everything. And I just think that we just have a responsibility as a society to start making better choices in how we bring family, how we bring children into this world. And that's it.
Okay. Well, callers, I know that y'all are listening in, and I'd really like to hear your feedback. So call in at 760-683-2662. We'd really like to hear what you think about the matter. I was talking to a friend the other day, you know, in preparation for this show, because I'll have to be honest with you guys. I was very hesitant about even putting this top, even being the host of this show, because I didn't want to come off as desperate. And I've had, you know, people to come to me and say, you know, when kind of, you know, talking to them about my situation and about the desire to have kids, I've had people to say that alternative solutions to being a parent without a husband makes you desperate. And so, of course, desperate equals bad for me, because I don't want to be pursued as desperate. But, you know, nevertheless, I was kind of hesitant about this whole topic. I didn't want to expose myself, but hey, we'll stand up for transparency. But I was talking to a friend. I know I'm rambling, but I was talking to a friend, and she said that it is selfish for someone after 35 to have kids, because in the event that something were to go wrong, you now become a burden to that child. And I'm telling you guys, it floored me, because I didn't think about the child and what they may encounter or anything like that. All I've been thinking about is I want a baby, I want a husband, and we're going to live happily ever after. And I don't want y'all to comment on the whole happily ever after, but all I thought about was I want a baby, and I want a baby even though I don't have one now. But it made me think about the burden and if I'm selfish. So why don't you guys tell me what you think about that?
You know what? The question that sits really, really at the top of my list for a woman like you is, you want a kid really, really bad, but at the same time, you don't want to have one without a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that means you honestly do want your true love with the kid. So at the end of the day, do you really just want the kid? And I'm not asking you this personally. I honestly want to know what women, with, you know, in that mindset really do think about that. Because honestly, it's not the kid that you want initially, or, you know, the priority of the whole design of it all. I think you just want the true love thing. And, of course, the icing on the cake, or the benefits, you know, to finding someone that you really love like that, you know, is a kid, you know, is a, just reproducing with them. So is that what, I mean, can you clear that up for me a little bit?
Okay, now how you going to ask me? I'm not asking you specifically, but then you say, let me, could you clear this up?
Okay, well, do you represent women that are like that, though?
Well, again, I mean, even in you asking that, and I'm dealing with the whole, am I being selfish and do I really want my love? Yes. Deidre wants, well, hold up, man. Don't be okay, and I ain't finished.
Okay,
I do want, a husband, and I want to have a baby and let it be a representation of the love that I have for my husband. I want to see the love physically on earth. When I see that baby, I can look at it and say, see what the love created. Secondly, I want to experience childbirth. I mean, I want the baby to come out of me. I don't want to adopt. I don't want to be a foster mother. I don't want to do. I want a baby to come out of me, which even made me, and I guess we'll get into it a little bit later, but it made me consider even being a surrogate mother because I want the experience. God created the woman to bear children. So if I'm supposed to bear children, I want to do it.
Okay.
So for me, it's a little bit of both. I want the mate so that I can, you know, have something physical to show of the both of us. But at the same time, I really just want to experience childbirth.
Okay. Well, I just wanted you to answer that question before I answer your question, which is, do you think, you know, it's being selfish having a child at an older age? You said over 35.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think that it would be it has to be a burden on the kid. I think that if you plan well, and I'm not saying that all your plans always come out the way that they should.
Especially
in this recession.
To
have a kid over, I'm sorry?
I said especially in this recession.
Right. If you are planning to have a child over 35, I think that you can plan to where it's not a burden on the kid. You know, maybe you want to. You might want to go down to Shady Pines and set up a room for when you hit 70s, so that you won't have to go live with the kid. Maybe you want to do that now. I don't know. That's a plan, so that you won't be a burden on the kid. You know, that's an option. I think that if you plan correctly, you don't have to be a burden on the kid. If you're, you know, I don't think that should be even an option. I really don't. But I do think that it's a good thing to think about, and I think that a plan should be in place, a couple of plans, a plan A and a plan B, because that really is a good point. You know, you reach 70 and the kid's got to take you in, and they still single trying to date, and here you are, you know, with your teeth in a cup in the bathroom, and they can't live a successful single life. So I think that's a good point. I really do. I don't think that it should be the deal breaker for you having a kid, though. So, no, I don't think you would be selfish having a kid over 35.
Okay. Again, people, I would love for you to call in and tell me how you feel about this situation and some of the things that we've brought to the table. You can call in at 760-683-2662. Again, that number is 760-683-2662. Jeff, Joey, y'all got any comments on that?
I don't think that, you know, I think that whoever you were having a discussion with did bring up an interesting thought. I don't think it's selfishness per se, though. I think that it is something to be considered, as Tree said, because you will be essentially a lot older. You know, as your kids get older. And I think it just brings a whole different set of challenges. But like Patrice said, and I think it's different, like when you're 35, you should be or you should be approaching or in like a stable place. And so your mindset is on future. Your mindset is on setting up for retirement, setting up life insurance, having assets, you know, and building, you know, just building like this sense of security and stability at 35, where you're not at at 25 or you're not at 20 or 18 and even, you know, because they're having children even younger, you know. So you're not in any of those places. And when you're so young having those kids, I feel like your mindset is more selfish at the younger you are. You're still about yourself. And in your 30s and 35 and moving towards your 40s, you're thinking more so on about family or about establishing yourself or maintaining the stability that you have. And so you'll be more mindful of setting up life insurance policies. You'll be more mindful of caring for savings accounts and trust funds and what have you, you know, saving up an inheritance for your children's children kind of thing. I think at 35, you know, you are at a better mindset of staying home and raising your child. It's not about, oh, I got to go out and hang out, I got to party and things like that. You know, and I'm not saying that people who are 25, 26, who are married and having children don't have that mindset. I'm just saying at 35, you're just at a different place. Now, the challenges it presents for people who have, especially women who have children older, there's more challenges with their own health in giving childbirth or being pregnant. And then, you know, you have to be, you have to take care of your body even more so, making sure you keep your prenatal vitamins, taking your prenatal vitamins and keeping all your appointments with your doctor and doing the amniocentesis to check for any birth defects, which increases as you get older. As a woman gets older, the chance of her child having a birth defect or, you know, some other issue increases as you get older. But other than that, I don't see it as selfishness. I think what would be selfish is you, no matter what age you are, you have children and you only think of yourself. That part is selfish.
Okay, well, you know, you bring a very valid point, which is something that I wanted to cover, is the world is saying, or society is saying a lot of things, okay? So to kind of piggyback on the friend who said at 35 you're being selfish, they also pointed out that nowadays the life expectancy of, you know, human beings is 40, 50, 60 years old. You know what I'm saying? So people are dying a lot sooner, okay?
Actually, that's not true. That's
not
true.
Okay, so... so what are do you have the statistics?
I don't have the exact statistics, but people are actually living longer now. And actually, that is the reason why there is a fight for more elderly services and things like that in the social service arena and in the hospital domain, because people are living a lot longer. People are actually having children at a later age now. People are, you know, there's more cures for diseases that, because actually the life expectancy used to be 30. You were only supposed to live until you were 30 at one point in time in our history.
When was that?
That was way back, especially when, like, there wasn't a cure for, like, polio and pneumonia and things like that. You know, your life expectancy was really low, but now it's higher. People are living longer. I don't know what the exact statistic is as far as with the life expectancy, but I know it's higher than 40, 50, and 60. I mean, of course, you have risk factors of, like, if you're African American, you know, they say we have a higher risk factor for heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure, blah, 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 blah. But even with those risk factors in place, people are still living longer because they're becoming more health conscious. I mean, even in light of the recession, people are still becoming more health conscious. They're becoming more geared towards living longer and living longer, healthier. And people are increasing. Even though men still don't go to the doctors as often, like, there has been some increase in that because they're increasing advertisement about taking care of your health as a man and as a woman, and they're increasing, you know, fighting against cigarettes and alcohol and all of those different things that did keep our life expectancy lower. But I definitely know for sure that people are living longer than what we were maybe 10 years ago, maybe 10, 20 years ago. And people are having children a lot older now. I mean, so to speak, because we got a lot of teenage pregnancies and stuff. But
okay. Well, okay. So I'll say that we're living a little bit longer, and that's great. But let's put this on the table. What do you do, or what are some tips, or what are some, you know, what are some whatever for how to deal with people of faith and the desires of their hearts versus worldly opinions or statistics or facts or what have you, meaning, you know, because you were talking about as you grow older, I mean, because women, they're actually born with all of the eggs that they're going to ever have. So age will affect fertility.
Yeah.
There's going to be a decrease in the number and health of the eggs to be ovulated. There's risk of giving birth to a child with birth defect. They say that the traditional age at which a woman is considered to be high risk for chromosomal abnormalities is 35. Yeah, go on and correct me, because you know that's a big word. Okay. Studies also show that the risk of miscarriage, the loss of pregnancy before 20 weeks, it rises mm-hmm. to about 25% for women at age 40. Then,
exactly.
on top of that, you as you grow older in your 30s and 40s, you have chronic, do you hear me, chronic health problems such as diabetes, high blood pressure, even the possibility of stillbirth. It says that stillbirth is more common in women over the age of 35. And then, of course, cesarean birth. So with all of those things, it's just like, it's like you're trying to rush and have a baby before you hit 35 because you got all these worldly statistics and facts and, you know, this is what happens to women over this age. I mean, like beating on your door. So, yes, here my heart's desire is to have a kid. I want to be married. I want to wait, but I want to wait to have a kid until I have a husband. I'm 35. So then I go to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, you know, your age will affect fertility. Well, you know that there's a decrease in the number and health of the eggs to be ovulated. Well, you know, what do you tell somebody? I mean, now, the person is like, God is going to give me the desires of my heart, and I'm going to stand and believe on that. How do you deal with all of that?
Well,
you know
what if the desire of your heart to have a child comes from you adopting?
She just said she didn't want to adopt.
Didn't I just tell you that there are women, including myself, who don't want to adopt or be a foster mama? Didn't I tell you that?
Jeff,
right.
Are you listening to the show?
Yes, but what I'm saying is, what if you are cutting off your blessing because you want the baby to come naturally?
How am I cutting off my blessing, quote-unquote blessing, if God has designed for me to be married to have a kid?
Okay. Well, if God has designed you to have a child and it hasn't quite worked out for you,
so I'm not trusting God now?
No. It hasn't happened for you, meaning Mr. Wright just hasn't come and presented himself so that you can have what you want. But now you are faced with a doctor who you are paying to tell you those medical truths. about your body that God designed.
Right.
Because God helped him get through medical school to do just that. Now, if you are going to sit there and have that information put in your face and knowing that you have a choice that you can make, which is to adopt, which is to do the surrogate mother thing, and you choose not to, then that is you effectively cutting off your blessing, which is
Are you serious? Are you serious? I can't believe you're saying that. I do not receive that in Jesus' name. How about that? I don't receive.
He got a little point there. He has a little point because you know what? You know what? You just said that, what, am I not trusting God? You ain't trusting God with conforming to the information that your doctor keep giving you. If you are worrying and becoming, because that is depressive.
They say, I don't trust the doctor's report. I trust God's report. How about that?
Okay, so why are you worrying about what the doctor is saying about your egg? It's very depressing to hear all of the statistics of your eggs. I mean, I know from the age of 27 to 45, your eggs begin to disappear. But at the same time, why are you conforming to those facts? It's good to know the facts, but you cannot conform to that stuff if you are honestly in your whole thing of trusting God. That can't even be a factor when it comes to faith. It's a fact, but it's not your fact. So I think that
right.
the
but
extra
that's what I'm,
stress
but that,
and
but
worry.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. You know, it's not. It's a fact, but it's not my fact. How do you deal with that? And I don't mean to cut you off or anything like that, but I want to go ahead and pull in our caller. We have Joy from Virginia. Hi, Joy. She's going to get into us. I know it. I just feel it. Come on, Joy. Talk to me.
Why do you feel that I'm going to get into you? Why?
Joy, I just feel it. I just feel it in my spirit. feel it.
So I'm not going to get into it. I'm just going to say that based on what the gentleman and Patrice just said, that I'm going to say to a degree they're right. But I do understand why you don't want to kind of accept what they're saying. And that's mainly based on the fact that you really feel in your heart that that's what you want. And honestly, as much as it's the situation of I'm 35 and I don't have anyone and I want to have a kid, you could be a 20-year-old and a doctor could tell you, you can't do it. It's really not a situation about age per se, and I understand the show is really about I'm 35 and. But in any spectrum of somebody's age, you could be told, you ain't going to do it. And you could want it as much as your heart and soul will tell you. And it has nothing to do with the fact that, you know, there's something specifically wrong with the situation or, you know, God is telling you no or what have you. But at the same time, like Jeff said, if they put this doctor in front of you and the doctor's looking at you and he's telling you, we really can't do it, or you can't do it this way, or you can't do it at all based on whatever medical situation that might be in front of you, how do you not necessarily block a blessing, but how do you not in your mind have alternatives that you can accept as a reality? As much as having kids is, you know, amazing and it's, you know, what women were put on earth for per se, and, you know, God gave us this specific thing that only women can do and it's supposed to be this magical thing and what have you, if you now are being told you can't do it, how do you go into this denial of, I don't care what you say, I'm going to do it?
I'm going to do it because God said anything that I ask for, if I believe, I shall receive.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that God isn't going to give you another option to be able to have the exact same thing, just not based on the way that you expect to have it. Yes?
Okay,
or no?
But yes.
So,
well, no. Wait, whoa. No. God created me to be a woman.
Okay,
wait, no. See, I thought, you know, down into the future and looked at the situation and the comment that I was going to make, yeah, it don't fit, so I'm going to be quiet.
How you going to be quiet on the talk show?
I'm just saying.
I don't have a response to that. I mean, you know, because God will make a blessing out of some stuff. I mean, I'm just saying.
Again, so that goes back to if you have this doctor saying you yourself personally, physically cannot
do it. The doctor is a lie.
Okay, so the doctor's a liar. And
yes.
and no way, shape, or form in any moment in time has there, and not to pry, but there are women who swear up and down, there's nothing wrong with me. I've never had any situation to not allow me to be able to have a kid and go to a doctor, and the doctor say, it can't be done. You're not equipped to do it.
They are told
they can't. Okay.
They are locked.
I really think that two things. One, just to, you know, because I like to give the right answers. The far as the life expectancy in the United States, it's on average for both male and female is 78 years old. For male, it's 75, and for female, it's 80 years old.
Okay.
That's the life expectancy in the United States. Now,
okay,
as far as everything that we just were talking about, I feel like, one, yes, all of those risk factors they have been proven, research, whatever. Doctors have proven it, that those things, that pregnancy becomes more riskier, or having children becomes riskier as you get older. But the fact also remains that there are women that are still doing it. There are women 35 and older that are having children, that are having healthy children. And so it's just one of those things that to Deidre or, you know, to any woman that's 35 and older but still wants children, if you are willing to take responsibility for the risks that come along, if you are prepared for the emotional battle, if you're prepared to possibly have to take care of a special needs child, if you are willing to deal with the hurt that may come with losing a child, with having to keep trying more than once, if you are willing to take those risks and deal with those consequences in a healthy and productive way, then I say go for it. If adoption is not an option for you, if, you know, being in love with your godchildren or your nieces and nephews is not going to work for you, if singleness and being childless is not going to work for you, and you are willing to take the risk and deal with the things that may come along, because there may be some good, there may be some great, but there may be some bad. But if you are willing to take on those risks, if you believe in God for your miracle and you're willing to trust him no matter what, because, you know, it's just the odds may be for you or against you. But if you're willing to take those risks, then I say go for it. I say go for it. I say take care of yourself, first and foremost. Take care of yourself, mind, body, and soul. Take care of yourself, because your environment has to be conducive for childbirth. So your mind, body, and soul have to be in order, has to be healthy. And the older you are, the more mindful you have to be about building a healthy mind, body, and spirit to be able to have children. Again, my biggest point is, because I see that Joy has another comment, that we have to be willing to take that risk. Don't try to give up on life if things don't go your way. You know, don't get help when you need it if it comes up. And don't back out on your responsibility if you end up having to take care of a special needs child. because all those risk factors come with it, and you have to be willing to take those risks to get what you want. And I'm done.
All right, we're going to go ahead and let Joy come back in. But before Joy comes in, I do want to let others know that you can call in and be a part of the conversation. We got about 30 more minutes, so plenty of time for you to get in on this discussion. You can call in at 760-683-2662. We'd love to hear what your comment is about help. I want a baby, but I'm not married. Joy, what's your comment?
Last part of the comment was basically toward your question of you're being told all these various things, and so society has dictated one version. You have personal people coming at you with another opinion. How do you address that opinion? But it sounds like you've already addressed that opinion. Based on the conversation that's being had, you haven't swayed on your thought of having a baby. So if your friends are telling you you're selfish and you have, you know, society and all these different opinions on as you're older, it's more difficult and, you know, you have a higher health risk, it's not something that you would just shun. You would take all of that into consideration. But if that's how you personally feel, that you adamantly want it regardless of what everyone else is saying, then you just pursue that knowing that all these different situations that could happen might happen. And you're mindful of that going forward based on what you want.
You know, right, Joy, you're absolutely right. And all of this talking that I've been doing, I'm still wanting kids. So I've said a straight deuces to whatever your opinions are. I'm still wanting a kid. That's good. That's good. So... All right, another one I really want to get into this about, I mean, and it ties into this, after you have decided, regardless of what the worldly opinions are, the factors that have come back, despite what the doctor has told you, how bad do you really want a baby? And apparently, you know, since you're still not married and you probably don't have a boyfriend and you're probably not sleeping around to have a baby so that it's cheaper, what are you willing to do to have it alone? Are you willing to consider adoption? Are you willing to consider foster care? Or are you going to be very specific about the mate and even go to a sperm bank? Now, you guys know that I've already clearly told you that I ain't doing no adoption and I don't want to do no foster care. That's not my heart's desire. But I have looked at the possibilities of a sperm bank. And I just want to share this with you. And I know my mother is not listening, but I'm going to share it anyway. I told my mother that I was going to go to a sperm bank if I hadn't become married and had a baby by the time that I was 40, I was going to go to a sperm bank. And do you know what my mother said to me? She said, number one, I need to go to my prayer closet. And number two, she told me that that was being desperate. Really? Are you serious? What are your thoughts on that?
That's your mama. Say what?
You know how to say, you know how to say. Nobody else can claim it because that's your mama. That's your mama.
She won't. She's not listening, so I'm fine. But I mean, from somebody who has been in the church, who has, I think she may be okay with me meeting a guy, having a baby, and then he's a deadbeat dad. I think she's okay with that. But me physically going to have a child, that is taking God out of the equation and saying, by golly, I'm going to have a kid regardless.
Well, how about this? My God, you're going to have a kid, and you won't have to be in the same boat as some of your other sisters out there who are complaining about a deadbeat dad, because you're going to do it all by yourself. How about you're not going to have nobody to drag to child support court, because you're going to do it all by yourself? How about that?
I mean, for me, that's fine because I want the kid. But it goes back to, am I being selfish? Because I have an adopted sister and love her to death. But some of the things that she wanted to know was, who are my biological parents? Where do I come from? And why is it that they're not a part of my life? So am I being selfish for going to the sperm bank? Because all I'm going to be able to tell you is, well, your daddy is specimen 1145, and he has XYZ, and, yeah, you're here because I wanted you here. And even though you go to school and they talking about their daddy and it's daddy's day and show and tell and all this kind of stuff, all you can say, well, here's a piece of paper and daddy is 1145. Again, is that being selfish?
I don't think it's being selfish, but pretty much, it's if a child asks a question to Claire Huxtable, where's my daddy and where I come from, she can point across the room. If a child asks that of a mother and their father, and the father is not in the home but across town married, then the mother can point over there and say, well, your daddy's over there on Bleecker Street across town married to Savannah. And that's what you're
saying.
Right.
I mean, here's the difference. That child can physically go to Savannah Street and see their dad. At a sperm bank, yeah, that's not happening.
I think that's something to think about, because it's not just going to affect, you know, you. It's going to affect the child, as far as them not having a father at all. I don't have an opinion on that, because I honestly don't believe that you should make decisions for people. And I don't think that you should condemn and judge people at all. And I'm still practicing not to do that. So it's kind of hard not to judge when you've been doing it all your life. But I don't have an opinion on it. I really don't. I do think that you should consider the child and their questions about their dad. What is it? What would it do to a person that knows that they come from, what would you say, 11B test tube?
1145.
A lot of people have grown up not knowing who their father was. And the crazy thing about it is, although my mom knew who my dad was, because he wasn't around at the age of, 5 and under, I honestly couldn't comprehend that I knew who my father was. She had introduced me to him, said, this is your father, but it wasn't registering. I have no idea what that was about. But I would go around asking strange men, are you my father? Are you my dad? And it was so embarrassing to my mom, because she had introduced me to him. And
no,
for some reason I couldn't process that. I didn't understand. So, in other words, I say all that to say, what would it do to a kid? It would do different things. Some people are fine. They grew up with, you know, their grandfather was the father, you know, was the father figure. The mom put some mentors in place to where the father is not so much missed. So I really don't have an opinion on whether that is selfish or not. I think it's just truly a decision that person should make, and I hope that they would consider the kid and not just take it so randomly, like, oh, they'll be fine. But I honestly think that there's a lot of planning in that. There should be some kind of a man figure in the child's life. Especially if it's a son. Oh, God. That's so important.
Okay, Joy, I see that you have some comments.
Yes, I do. First of all, I just want to say, just in the comment of whether it's desperate or not, here again, it may be, desperate is not always bad. That's the first thing. Being desperate is not always bad. It's how you carry about, how you carry out that moment of desperateness. So maybe this is a desperate moment for the woman who is considering having doing artificial insemination. Maybe this is a desperate moment for her. And I think it would be bad if this individual does not think it through, if they're just doing it just to meet that need for their own reasons. Like, I think that part would make the being desperate bad. But the other comment is that when we talk about, like, artificial insemination, just like adoption can be open and closed, there are open and closed cases for artificial insemination or sperm donating. So you can actually have an open case where the person, the donor, is actually made of, you know, is born into the child's life, and will identify themselves as the father. But if, you know, in either they would make the decision to be supportive or not be supportive. But it stands to reason that they are there to help with the explanation of why I'm not, me and your mother are not together or what have you. You can make that decision. You can plan that out. Just like you, there are sperm banks where you just go and pick specimen A, B, and C, or there are sperm banks where you actually watch videos and you meet the person that you want to they are going to donate their sperm for you to get pregnant. You actually read up on their profile and you see, like, whether they're geniuses or whether they have, like, a rare eye condition that all their children's eyes will be blue, or, you know, you can make the decision to see what, like, risks and health factors are. So there are many different types of donor situations, and there are just some people who go that route because of, again, there may be moments of being desperate. They may have moments of maybe they are lesbians and they want to have children, but they want to, you know, they don't want to do it the natural way, so they have artificial insemination. Or maybe it's a woman who is sexually traumatized but still wants children but doesn't want to have sex with a man because of some sexual trauma that has happened in her life, you know. So, again, I'm like Tree. That probably wouldn't be a decision that Joseph would want, like, a woman in his life to make, or a decision that I would make. Like, I wouldn't make a decision to be a sperm donor. But for someone who is making that decision, again, you have to be comfortable in whatever decision you make and be willing to take responsibility for the consequences. And if your child asks you who their father is and you're honest with them, that's the part that's going to make a difference in how the child is affected. Because I'm sure, Deidre, that the women out there who are making this decision, they still want, some of them still might want to be married and might have a positive father figure in their life. But I still think you should be honest with the child and let the child, at the appropriate age, make the decision whether or not, what am I going to do with these feelings. You can't just stop the show because of you trying to have future sight rather than just living in the here and now.
Okay. We are, hold on. We are 15 minutes out, and there's a couple other things that I want to talk about. Again, you still have time to call in 760-683-2662 to tell us about, you know, how you're feeling about the conversation. But I also wanted to come to also wanted to put some things out there for our ladies, and maybe you guys could, you know, help us out on do I want a mate? And this kind of ties into to Patrice's questions earlier about do I want a mate more than I want a baby? And we dig deep into that when what if you have, you, of course, you have the desire, you want a baby, but you find out that your mate, he already has kids, but he doesn't want any more. And secondly, what if he can't have kids? His sperm is dead. He's shooting blanks. What are you doing? What are you going to do? I mean, you've met an awesome guy. He treats you like you are the most wonderful woman in the world. Do you go back and now look at these alternatives? Or do you cast him to the side because he can't provide you with that one thing that you want? And it makes you even go back and say, you know, I want a baby more than I want a mate. Because if you kick old dude to the curb because he can't give you no baby, yeah, you don't really want no husband or no boyfriend. You really just want the baby. So you might want to look into adoption, foster care, and sperm care, sperm banks. I just wanted to go on and say that. But for those of us who do want to be married and we want to have kids, you know, those are some of the things that, you know, are on my mind. What if he don't want no kids? Or what if he can't have no kids? What if, get this, because men are doing this now, and I think it's not in the Bible, but I want to say that this is an abomination. I just want to say this. Deidre said it. For a man to get clipped, to cut off the possibility of having kids, that is an abomination from hell, and I said it. I just want all of y'all to know that. That Deidre said that is not right.
You can pull say out. That. You can I'm say that. You, no, you can say that only because, and I'm not saying that you have, I'm just saying that is dead wrong for you to say, because you are at a point in your life where you are walking around with spear in hand, ready to spear chuck a man and be down for a family and be down for a marriage and be down for a kid. And if you want to spear chuck a dude and he tells you I didn't went to nip tuck and it's done and I can't have him, then you can't spear chuck him, and you just want to spear chuck him so bad. But it's that right there is not you wanting to have that kid. That is more so about you wanting to have him.
Okay, but here's the thing, Jeff. How is it that you're going to cut off the possibility of having a kid futuristically when people are going to the divorce court tomorrow? You don't know what you're going to come up against. You don't know if you're going to stay with old girl. So how are you going to clip, and you don't know what you're going to do 5 years from now?
If that dude realizes that he is going to be the type of father to raise a Jeffrey Dahmer, or to raise or to just be a sperm donor and that doesn't want to really be a father, he wants to hold himself accountable, so he does that for himself, so he's not in that situation.
Okay, then don't have sex.
That ain't gonna happen.
Come on now.
I'm just saying, I've actually come in contact with a couple of dudes who have decided, or their ex-wives, let me say that. Here the key word, and I'm doing my quotations in the air. Their ex-wife, has prompted them into getting clipped where they can't have any more kids, and now they're divorced and they've met a young lady and they can't have kids. That's
the process
not,
is reversible.
okay, yeah, it's reversible, but it's expensive. I'm sorry. The college tuition that I have.
But it's not as expensive as.
Okay, doesn't matter, Joey. Doesn't matter. The college tuition that I have.
If you really want to be with this person.
But this is what I'm saying.
If you really
want to
be with this person and you really want kids for
them. My babies that I'm being responsible for, yeah, I'm not trying to spend that tuition on you to get your shit. I ain't trying to get your stuff reversed.
Then you don't need to be with that person. You need to find somebody
right.
that has to.
But
have
it's
kids.
Still selfish. I think I get
right.
pissed
it's,
off every time I think about
it. Same thing, it's the same thing as women who have tubal ligation. It's the same thing. It's,
I think that
again.
Is an abomination, too. But I'm just going to say it because I love
well,
kids.
Well, what about
period.
People who think, well, Deja, what about people who think it's an abomination that you are 35 and you don't have kids and you're not married?
Okay,
or they think it's an abomination
crazy.
That you want to go to a sperm bank. Like, if people are, you can't make those judgments because you don't know where that person was at when they made, you know, when they made that decision. And I'm like, yeah, some people don't need to have kids, so they do need to get cut or sold up or whatever. Some people just don't need to.
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter where they at either. It's their decision.
That's true, too. It does come down to their decision. But I'm just saying, you're saying something that I could see if it was irreversible, but the process is reversible. If you really want to be with this person and you want to have kids with them, reverse it. And you won't be selfish and say, I want to spend on my tuition or I want to spend on my trip. If you really want kids, then you won't have the process reversed if you want to be with this person and have children with them.
What if his wife had some kind of a health condition where if she had a kid, it would be deadly? So therefore, he got clipped so that he wouldn't get her pregnant. Like women that have lupus, the doctor tell them all the time, please don't have this kid. You know, it's very possible that you will die.
Keyword is possible. It is not a fact that if you have a kid, you're going to die.
Yeah, but it's very hard on their bodies. So what if they made the decision, honey, let's
There's
not have kids.
Work is hard. Stress is hard on the body. Now what? So you're not going to work because you're stressed?
I just don't think it's your decision to make some people and to put people in hell because they done got clipped.
Exactly. I'm with Therese on that one. Because then that's the same thing they can say for you, Deidre, that you want to go to a sperm bank. That's evil.
Exactly. Clip on.
Okay.
And that you're going to hell if you do it.
If a man can't tell you what to do with your body, then how can you tell a man that because he made a choice to do something with his body, he's going to hell?
Did I say he was going to hell? I don't
think in the chat room you said they was going
in the
to
chat room,
hell.
You did.
Chat room. Chat
okay,
room,
so
yeah.
I didn't
but
put it on the air.
It's an abomination.
Well, it is an abomination to me, and it's specifically because I told y'all this was near and dear to my heart, so of course I'm going to feel passionate about this.
But, Deidre, you're not going to date someone who had a vasectomy.
I might. Because what if we have
he's a kid?
He's
going to get one when he find out how
they
she is as a mother.
They're going to tell you that, and you're going to be like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this. And you know what? That's your decision. That is absolutely fine.
Right. I'm going to say, deuces, bruh. Ain't nothing
exactly,
I can do for you.
Because that's not what you want.
Okay, so just FYI, if there are any guys out there who want to holler at Deidre, yeah, you can't be clipped. Yeah, I said it.
Okay.
So men shouldn't
get clipped.
What if she was allergic to his sperm? Shut up. Oh my God. Are you serious, Patrice?
Yes,
anyway,
I'm serious.
We have five minutes left, y'all. So you do still have time to call in. There are some other things, of course, that I have, but, you know, I guess personally, because I feel very passionate about this subject, y'all done got me rared up at the end of the show. But if you still want to have something to say,
I'm glad.
760-683-2662. Call in and tell me I'm dead wrong or tell me I'm dead right, because these people that I'm talking to right now, they crazy. And that's all I'm going to say.
Some women are allergic to sperm.
Okay, I don't want to talk about being allergic to sperm. But I do want to talk about, y'all pretty much covered everything that I want to talk about. Because we've talked about...
Are you going to go to the sperm donor bank?
Am I going to go to the sperm donor bank?
I'll go with you and support you.
I want to go, too.
Let me just
you
want to
go
this.
In one of the little rooms, Joey, or you just want to go and support?
I want to go support, but I actually want to see when she sits and watch the movies who she going to pick, because I want to laugh.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to need y'all to shut it down, first of all. That's what I'm going to need you to
do. Hey, somebody in the chat room said it makes me sick if I swallow. I'm done.
Okay.
I don't even want to talk about this. And
wow.
Hey, this chat room be live. Oh, my God.
Okay.
She's so silly. Oh,
okay,
I just died
so
a little bit.
Everybody who is listening, and I know we have many, 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 many listeners, if you want to get in on the chat room discussion, you do have to Facebook us. So come on, look up Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show so that we can go ahead and add you so that you can be a part of the chat room discussion. Because they are off the hook. Also,
no, they're foolish. Talking about it makes me sick if she swallows.
This is not about swallowing on the help I want a baby conversation. Yeah, so we're not going to go there. Okay.
Some people
so
like
if you want to call in.
Is that an abomination,
Deidre? 760-683-2662. If you want to call
Deidre,
in,
is that an
you have
abomination?
A comment. Joey, do you not hear me giving the number for them to call in?
I know, but I need you to answer that question.
You didn't hear that?
Is it an abomination?
Heck no. Swallow, baby. Swallow. Men like it when you swallow. This is not the topic of conversation, but swallow. I'm just sorry. Make sure he's eating some fruit, though, baby, because you're going to taste what he ate if you do swallow. I'm just saying.
That's so amazing. You want us to swallow, but we can't get clipped and tied.
Look. Patrice, we're talking about two different things. We're talking about being pleasured in sex, and we're talking about babies. Those are two different things. I'm just
You're not getting pregnant if you're swallowing.
I'm just saying, those are two different things. And you know what? We're not going to talk about at 2 minutes left in the game. We're going to talk about sex. No, we're not going to do it. Deidre's still talking about help. I want a baby. Okay.
Sperm swims. So if you swallow, is it possible that it swims down to the?
No,
because you have hypocaloric acid in your stomach and it eats up.
That's a very good question. That's a very good question. I was talking to someone the other day.
It is not a good question. It is not a good question.
Listen. No, it is a very good question because there are women out there.
Because your stomach and your vagina is not connected. No sperm is going to go. If it gets up, it's going off the rectum.
Don't do that, we got less time, Joey. It's a very good question, and people have that question. People have even Googled the question.
It is not a good question. That is a dumb question. That's an abomination.
So we have only 60 minutes left. Hey, so we're so glad that you tuned in with us. Next week's topic.
Is swallow.
Uh-uh.
Obviously, it's not true that you get pregnant if you swallow, because Deidre ain't pregnant.
No. I can't believe this. Next week's topic, love is not a feeling. Now, if it's not a feeling, Joy, I know that you were on the line. Please forgive me, even though I don't believe your name is Joy. But, Joy, call back in next week because I know you got something to say about love is not a feeling. Please join us next week. Also, the off after the show is cut off going live. The conversation still keeps going on. Catch us with the after the show dialogue. It is off the hook. I don't know why they don't say it during the time, but hey, check us out. We love you. We appreciate you calling in and talking with us and being a part of the Amongst Friends where we're talking about love, life, and relationships. We love you. If you have something you want to discuss, please send us a message and we'll talk about it.
The show was over 10 minutes ago.
Hey, you know what? Don't do it. That's all I'm going to say. Just don't do it. Patrice, I ain't sent nobody to hell. I just said it was an abomination. That's all I said.
Yeah, but I said, are they going to hell? You said, yeah.
I need to understand why I couldn't be pulled in, Deidre.
Okay, look. All I'm saying is that we didn't have enough time to bring you back in, and you was probably going to talk some foolishness.
No, I wasn't. Don't be bitter about it.
Look.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It was not until today that I realized that Lori was not using her real name.
Lori is. Huh? I'm one of the same. That's nothing different.
I'm just saying.
Mr. Bollet puts me in. I don't say how he put the name in there. He does that.
Is this
Mrs. Jack?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Hi.
Don't hi her, because let me tell you, Joy from VA. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Deidre from Little Brains. Let me tell you. What?
Let me tell you something. You came at me a couple of times, and I was like, I don't like her.
Why? Because it's the truth.
I don't like her. But then I realized it was Lori, and I was like, I like her. I just don't agree with her comments right now.
Uh-huh. Talking the truth can't take it. It's okay.
I'm just saying.
I will tell you this. First, since you couldn't pull me in, I will wrap up my little comment with this comment for you.
Mm-hmm.
The guys who decide that they want to get cut, or they decide after having children they don't want to have any more children, you aren't going to date those men.
That's actually
the conversation you have in the beginning of the dating. This goes back to one of your old shows about women who don't talk about the things that they're interested in up front and find out after when it's too late. So conversation about kids from the beginning so that you're not finding out later on that he doesn't want any more because he has three.
He
could be allergic to sperm. Yeah.
So that's an early conversation. So you're not put in that situation where now you're in love with him and you can't convince him to give you a kid because he doesn't want any. And
okay,
if he gets the cut factor done, he probably shouldn't have any more, or there's a reason he doesn't want any more, and even then, you still aren't dating that guy either.
You're right, it's still an abomination.
Well, not if it's a situation of he shouldn't have any more.
Yeah, but it's abomination. If he's with me, then he needs to be having some more kids.
But he won't be with you. The guy having kids is going to be the one that is going to be with you, right?
You're absolutely right.
Right. So you can't condemn all men that do it based on you wanting a kid because you're going to date someone who wants kids too.
No, it is an abomination, and that is my final position on that subject, and I'm not changing it until I have kids.
Okay.
Lord have mercy.
It's fine. It only means that she ran up on someone who decided that they had already done it, and now she's mad at them for doing it.
Yeah, that's what it is. Patrice Reynolds.
No. I just think that that's just ridiculous. That's what that means. Even if I'm not interested in Joey, don't nobody want to talk about you can be allergic to sperm, okay?
No, so where is Patrice Reynolds at? No, it's not me. That's Reynolds. She won't let it go.
But you should not be encouraging that, okay?
No, because I'm trying to tell her to hush.
Joey, you have said nothing about hush. I have not seen you one time say, Patrice, hush. All you have is answering her question.
No, I'm not answering any questions. I'm laughing, but now I'm like, she keeps saying it. She's saying it 100 times. And now I'm like, Patrice, hush. You're right.
I can't believe that y'all tried to jack my show and talk about sex. I can't believe y'all did that. And you tried to do it at 10 minutes left in the show. I can't believe you. Both of you are on probation.
That's funny.
You
y'all
said
on probation.
It was an abomination.
It is.
But so you going? So what if somebody say it's an abomination for you to go to a sperm bank?
Well, they're ignorant.
And so are you.
No.
Yes.
I'm not.
If you could say that,
no,
that
I'm not.
Unless now if it's an abomination, I like what Lori said that you're upset because somebody you was madly in love with got the clippers and didn't tell you. And they were shooting blanks doing y'all love making sessions.
Oh, no.
Ain't nobody madly in love with nobody. I'm just saying, why would you cut off? The Lord has said, be fruitful and multiply. Why would you go and cut off children? Why would you cut off life?
Following and put it in the other way. That
oh
way,
my God! Oh my God!
That way, maybe we'll get a little baby bump.
Patrice, it's so funny, and you probably don't even know this song, but when you said that, the song that popped up in my head was "She Swallowed It."
I must be too young to know this song.
I don't know it either, Joey. All I know is that if you stop following and take advantage of...
I'm going to send you the song. And
I don't want a song about that.
Yeah. No, yes, you did.
That's funny.
Thank you.
That's funny.
And, Deidre, let me say that I absolutely... You need to have more topics that you are passionate about as show topics because you talk a lot. And you make sense when you are talking about things you're passionate about because that was awesome. You did a very good job.
Hold up, Joey. So are you saying that I don't make sense in other conversations?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. No, ma'am. That did not come out my mouth at all.
No, what you said was you make sense.
So don't swallow that, Deidre. Don't swallow that and try to internalize.
Don't swallow it. It is nasty. You are allergic to it. Joey, I'm not allergic to it. I swallow. I prefer to swallow.
Wow, sharing. Oversharing.
Okay.
Did she say oversharing?
That's the problem. If you stop swallowing and take it and do something.
So, Patrice, are you saying that I shouldn't swallow? I should just receive it?
Yeah, you're trying to have a kid.
No, absolutely not.
The little fishies don't know where to go once they get to your stomach. You know, they kind of get confused.
They die when they get to your stomach.
I was going to say, actually, when they hit air, they die.
That's not true.
Nope. Okay.
They live up to I think it's like 10-20 minutes outside before actually dying.
Okay, so I'm going to package the sperm. Okay, so he going to come in my mouth. I'm going to go spit it in a plastic bag.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. First of all, that is disgusting. So, no, don't do that. But, yes, it is possible that you can spit it down there and you can maybe get one or two
or three
or four.
That's nasty. I just want you to say, I just want you to know that's nasty.
Is homegirl from the sperm because he's eating pork?
No.
What the
no.
hell? It may be for her, it may be a mental thing that doing it is just disgusting to her, and that is why she is getting sick.
Oh.
And she need to call me, and I can tell her how she won't get sick.
Wow. Seminar on
Lord.
The sperm. Wow.
But no, Deidre, you make sense other times as well. I'm just saying this is the most I've heard you talk in a show since we started. That's all. And I like to hear you talk. I like to hear you give comments. And not just one where you are debating whether or not it's wrong. I mean, whether or not you are capable of having sex with no emotions. Because that's the only other time where you give a lot of feedback. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, these are crazy with her passion.
Deidre,
I'm just saying.
Deidre don't be
I'm
playing.
Just saying.
And I love it. I love it, Deidre. I love it. I'm just saying.
She was sending people to hell left and right tonight. That's
no,
a
I was not.
Was.
I was not. Sending
people
to hell.
You cannot get pregnant by swallowing. Cool.
No, didn't nobody say that you could get pregnant by swallowing?
No,
I'm still in the chat room.
No.
What I'm saying is that it was a good question because I'm gonna
no,
be
it
honest.
Was not.
No,
let me,
no,
Deidre,
no,
let me
wait,
tell
no,
you why it's
no,
not.
Can I say something? You're a male.
Can I say something? Can you get pregnant from pissing?
Yeah,
nope, it's not. The same thing. That's
it's
like saying,
not.
Yes, it is.
No,
it's yes,
not.
It is.
It's no,
like
it's not.
Saying,
Joey.
No, if
Joey,
you are a
poor,
if you are between
Joey,
the age,
of,
if you are between
firm,
the age of 16
firm,
to 100,
male.
And
you
actually believe,
you
actually believe that you can get pregnant from swallowing sperm, I am going to shoot myself. I'm going to shoot myself dead.
Question, that's why he doesn't understand, because he has the sperm. That's why he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand what women think.
What man
so
is
he,
saying that?
He would
what
not
man
think,
do you know
he
would
not,
say that?
He wouldn't understand. That's what I'm saying. What? If you're listening,
you're,
Joey.
Deidre,
Joey,
stay
Joey,
off the sauce. Stay off
Joey,
the sauce.
Joey.
Stay off the sauce, because that is foolishness.
Ain't nobody on the sauce. Ain't nobody
stay
on the
off the phone.
No.
You know that that's foolishness even before you even
Joey,
said it. You
Joey,
know that's
Joey,
crazy.
Joey, Joey,
ain't no man
listen,
concerned about no woman getting pregnant from swallowing.
Listen.
Because that's
let's
crazy.
Test
see, that's the problem because you won't
let's
listen.
Let's test it.
You won't listen.
Let's test it.
I have tested. I ain't pregnant yet.
This is not
wow.
a good question. There
wow.
is such thing. There is such thing
no.
as a dumb question.
Joey.
Yeah.
Serious.
There is.
Joey. Serious.
Can I say something?
Oh my gosh! Can I say something? Can
you
I
have
say
said
something?
A lot.
I know I said a lot, but let me say something else, Joey. If I am a woman and I know nothing about sperm, I know nothing about sex, and sperm, if it goes into my body, I could potentially become pregnant. Now, they don't say anything about if the sperm goes into your mouth, down your throat, and into your stomach, whether it's digested or whatever. It doesn't talk about that. So if I'm naive and I don't know, then that's a valid question for me.
Now,
so
here's what I'm saying.
I'm not finished.
Okay.
So if I ask the question and I say, can I get pregnant by sucking a dick and him putting sperm down my throat, it's a valid question because I don't know. Now, what people don't realize is that if you swallow sperm, it does increase the ability or the, I can't think of the word that they say because I'm not looking at the actual facts that were presented, that if you swallow a guy's sperm, if he sperms inside of you, that...
Oh, my God, you did not just say sperms inside of you.
Well, I'm
like losing, just please let's not talk about this anymore.
I'm just...
I'm losing my sanity.
Why are you losing your sanity? I don't understand. Because
you did not just say sperms inside you.
Okay. Would you like me to say he calmed up in you, or he released
that's
his
lot,
semen up in you?
That's a lot better than sperm inside you. That sounds
okay,
like something.
He calmed, or he sperm, or he ejaculated.
Ejaculated. Okay. Yes, dear. 35.
I can't breathe at the moment. Hold on, let me see how many people are listening to the after show.
But now, people can ask any question that they want.
Well, Joey, let me just say this.
Saying.
You can't tell people that they're
all
that,
I'm
that,
saying
that
is.
Question.
That is a dumb question. I'm not
that's
saying that
not
it's not valid.
No
I'm not saying it's not valid.
Question.
It can be valid. Okay, you don't know. You ask a dumb question out of ignorance. Fine. That's okay. But I'm just saying that's fine from the age of 5, from age 5 to age 15. But from 16 to
Joey,
100,
Joey,
and you
Joey, no,
actually believe
no. No,
that,
no.
I'm saying
no.
Me. You don't have to agree.
No.
I'm saying me. If you are 16 to 100 years of age and you think that you can get pregnant from digesting sperm,
no.
I'm going to take a gun and blow my brains out because that's ridiculous.
No.
That's just like believing that you can.
No,
that's
no,
like believing.
No.
That's like still believing that you can get pregnant from kissing. That's like believing that you can get AIDS from sitting on the toilet.
Joey,
that's like
no,
believing.
It's not. Oh
it
my
is.
Gosh, it is
the
no,
same.
I'm saying, I'm saying it with my chest. It's not the same because in sperm there
and
are living specimens. There are living.
Go to bed, Patrice. Good night, Patrice. Go to bed. I promise you, there is not a trap door. You cannot get pregnant. I'm everybody listening to the after show, so that I won't say that it's invalid, and Deja won't keep fussing with me about whether the question is valid or not. You cannot get pregnant through your stomach, through a digesting sperm. You can't do it. There's hydrochloric acid in your stomach that will kill the sperm. And there's no way that your stomach
that,
and your
okay,
vagina.
No,
I'm.
You know what?
I get what you're saying,
Deidre.
I'm not. This comment is not for
okay.
Deidre. This comment is for Patrice Reynolds. This is for Patrice and everyone else that believes this. You cannot get pregnant if you ingest sperm, ladies. You can't do it. You cannot do it. You can't. Your stomach and your vagina do not connect. your large intestines, your small intestines, and your stomach connect, and you doo-doo from your rectum
right
and your anus.
Lady,
you cannot,
I'm just wanting y'all to know if y'all are listening, it's a valid question.
You cannot
question.
Get pregnant from and swallowing sperm.
I agree. You cannot get pregnant.
And I don't care if it's super sperm, Patrice Reynolds. It could be the sperm of Superman. They do not connect, and there is no trapdoor connecting your stomach to your vagina. It's not possible. And you cannot get pregnant from kissing, and you cannot get AIDS from a toilet, from sitting on the toilet. The end.
I was doing all that in the chat room. I wasn't saying it like out loud for people to take home.
I know, but I'm reading the chat room and I'm still on the phone.
The lemon thing, that whole theory, test it. I recommend people to test that. Good night, y'all. I love you. I love you so much.
Oh,
I'm in goofy mode, so
yet.
I gotta go to bed.
Don't leave yet, Trees. Please, because you are making my night.
You and, said, what color is the sky?
Because you are so serious about this super sperm. But what if it's super sperm?
Oh.
No, ladies.
DJ, you need to give a sperm seminar.
And, yes, you probably should stop swallowing as well, just for a little while so that you can get pregnant.
By the time she gets finished that seminar, women may be encouraged to swallow.
I'm sure they would. Women would be so liberated to just sleep with someone and be okay, and they'll be all right with swallowing. And you know what? All power to you. All power to them. I
think
make the decision.
I mean, well, you know, I am a big advocate on swallowing, but here's the caveat. Dudes need to eat or have a healthy nutritional, you know, they need to be very in with their nutritional values and stuff like that, because I'm going to tell you, if you eat certain things, your sperm don't taste right.
Right.
I'm just going to say, if you're doing asparagus and garlic and all kind of stuff, I ain't trying to taste all that. Especially if I enjoy putting things in my mouth and swallowing.
And same go for women
nasty.
As well.
It's nasty. I'm just saying. If you want me to swallow, you might want to be eating fruits and berries. Fruits and berries and grains. There's a difference. I don't know if women realize that. I don't know if men realize that.
Hey.
But your intake, your food intake, will determine how your sperm tastes.
And it has to be a consistent diet. You can't just eat, like, pineapples and honey are a good way to improve
the taste of
your ejaculate. No. Wait, Deidre? No, this is factual. You can't just eat it in one sitting and then expect for your sperm to taste beautiful.
Well, it needs to go through your body. It needs
right.
to be within a 24-hour period.
It's kind of like when
you can't be at dinner.
Right, that's
you
what
can't
I'm saying.
Be at dinner
because a lot of people think
fruit.
Right. You can't just eat one piece of pineapple and be like, oh, I got magical taste in sperm now. You can't do that. This has to be, you know, a consistent effort kind of thing. And the other thing, because I just like to give out correct information, sperm ejaculated into a woman's vagina can live in a woman for up to five days and perhaps even longer. And sperm ejaculated outside the body may survive only minutes to a few hours.
Once it hits air, it's dead. I don't care what nobody says. This date.
Lord have mercy. This girl. This is, listen, I'm not Deidre. Listen, radio people. Sperm ejaculated outside the body may survive only minutes up to a few hours. And inside of a woman's vagina can live up to 5 days.
Once it hits air, it's dead.
And Patrice, yes. Now that is super sperm.
But Joy, on the real, I did read that sperm can live up to 14 days. I'm sorry.
Inside a woman. Yeah, it said up to 5 days or perhaps even longer. So, you know, but the average is 5 days. So it could be 14 days.
But women, I want y'all to hear that, you know, up to, I mean, because I've read that in several places. Now, he's saying 5+, but I'm saying I've read where it says up to 14 days that sperm can live in body.
But again, ladies, you have to think about other factors to think about, especially if you're trying to conceive, is the acidity of your vagina. Because your vagina, just like the rest of your body, has natural defenses to protect against foreign entities and bacteria and things like that.
I'm glad you said that, Joy. I'm very glad you said that. Women, if you are swallowing that man's semen, it is a conduit to you having a, I can't think of what it says, but
an immunity, dear. It's an immunity. Building
right.
An immunity.
If you swallow his semen, it's more likely that you'll get pregnant if he's sperm inside you and you didn't swallow. I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying. It's true.
Oh,
I read that. That's factual. Joy, before you say that, I'm serious. I was talking.
I never said you weren't serious. I was more so speaking to you saying sperming inside of you.
I'm going to need you to get past that. Women, I need y'all to hear this because I was reading about fertility, and they were talking about sucking a man's dick. And they were saying that if you swallow, it actually helps. It helps that when he sperms inside you, because now your his chromosomes and all that kind of stuff is now in your system and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it is a greater possibility that you could get pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So if you're wanting to get pregnant.
Are you drunk?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just no.
You said no on my saying like 50 times just in that one sentence.
No, but I'm just saying. I'm just telling you.
What you just saying be good.
You know what, Joy? Fine. I won't just say I'm just saying.
You know what?
Whatever. Ladies, I'm trying to inform you, you know, that there are things out there that
you can't do that to anybody.
I'm not telling you to go out and just suck a dick. I'm not telling you that there is... If there is a dude out there that you're really liking and you really want to have his baby, you should go and suck his dick and swallow. I'm not telling you to do that.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you that if you do, it's a greater, you know, it increases the possibilities that you could get pregnant when he places his semen inside of your vagina. That's all I'm saying. And Patrice, you are absolutely correct. If you communicate with sperm, you would have a better relationship with it. Meaning that if you swallow, ladies, and you're trying to get pregnant, it helps. I'm just saying. fertility and swallowing, they go together. That's all I'm saying. Joey, I don't understand. Why do I need an intervention? I'm speaking, you know, this how you said, I'd like to make sure that the people are informed and I'm telling truth versus opinion. This is truth. You can actually Google this. If I swallow the sperm, will it aid in me getting pregnant? The answer is going to be yes. That's all I'm saying.
You can do whatever you like. I ain't questioning that whatsoever, dude.
It's real. I researched it.
You might be doing some things, and you need an intervention to be protected.
I'm not having sex at the moment with anyone. So I don't need an intervention.
I know. You might go into a swallowing attack.
However, I do like... No, I'm not going to say that. They're not ready for that.
Yeah. Amen.
Did you say amen? We're talking about sex. Please say that you didn't say amen.
I did.
Please don't do that. Patrice, what in the world is going on with Joey? If anybody who needs an intervention, it would be Patrice. Because let me tell y'all, for those of you who cannot access the chat, let me tell you what Patrice just said. She said, sperm doesn't respect women. It swims where it wants without permission. Pray for her. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I want y'all to do. She actually typed that in chat. These are the kinds of things that we see. And y'all really need to get down with amongst friends because we talk about everything. Right now, I just want y'all to know I'm doing a Kevin Hart. I'm speaking with my chat. Did you hear the clapping? Okay, I'm done. Wait, hold up. This is another thing that came from chat. Once you willingly become the vessel, you have given permission. You know what? I'm going to say a hallelujah and amen on that one.
What? I am so done with y'all for the night. And she actually said hallelujah. Well, hallelujah.
You know what? You know what, Joey? Don't do it.
That's that wine, yo. What you had tonight?
Look.
What you had tonight?
I'm not.
Do you have a red or a white or a blush?
I'm not going to do that with you.
No, I honestly want to know.
Actually, I had a red.
Ooh, did you have Merlot?
I did.
Glass of Merlot. Which one?
No. Look.
Ooh, Riesling is good.
Actually, let me tell you something. Listen, and I want y'all to listen correctly. For those of y'all who are on a budget, there is a white Merlot that is really
stop playing with me,
good.
Deidre.
Yes.
There's a white Merlot.
Yes. And it is, when I tell you.
Where did you get it from?
Patrice, can I tell you? Look, stop tripping.
Yes, she need to go to bed. Patrice went a good night.
Okay, good night. I'm going to bed.
Good. Thank you. Hey, I was actually turned on.
I don't want
on.
You to leave, but you got to.
I was turned on to white Merlot by a friend of mine, and it has been, it's really good. It's really good.
Where'd you get it from?
You can get it at any store.
What's it called?
Let me see. Hold up. Right. I want to say. Oh, I ain't never fried it with hot food. I bet you that's really good.
What?
White Merlot with Thai food. I just want to say this. This is totally off topic. I want to know.
Been off topic.
Well, that's. I want to say this. With those Thai noodles, what do they do to get the seasoning in the noodles? That's all I want to know. If anybody has that answer, please, please, please reach out to me, because I really want that, because those Thai noodles are off the hook.
I need to wash clothes.
No.
Patrice, did
Hold
you
up.
Leave?
I think she did. Yeah. Okay, Joy, I just wanted to know who it was whose smoke detector was going off in the background, and now I know. It's you.
Whose was it?
It's you.
Ain't no smoke detector going off.
It's something that goes beep in your background. Because if Patrice is gone, then it leaves you.
Oh, then yeah, it might have been me. I just heard it. It's not my smoke detector, though.
Well, then what is it then? What is that?
I'm at my dad's house. Yeah, it's a smoke detector. It needs a battery.
Okay, can I get you to buy him a battery, please?
No.
Okay, guess what? I want you to IM me or Facebook message me his address. I'm going to send him some batteries.
No. He can do it himself.
No. Uh-uh. See, because, Joy, we've been going since November of last year. I'm not saying that I've heard it since last year, but I'm just saying.
But I haven't been here. I've been doing the show at my house, at my apartment.
But what I want you to know is that every time you are at your dad's place, it is heard. So he needs to receive a blessing, and I'm willing to be a blessing.
You know what? I'm done with you. Good night, Deidre. You have a good night. Good night, everyone else who is still happens to be
saying.
On this phone.
I am just saying.
Love you. Love you, Treece. If you still talking about Super Sperm, love you. Go to bed, though. Good night, y'all.
You know what, Joey? See, you shouldn't do me like that.